In this book, the English edition, it's page 81, Warm the Tomb.
Warm the Tomb.
Yeah, that I would love to give listeners a good idea of the scene in your grandparents' village.
Yeah, where did they put it?
And of course, the male descendants are the ones who start out in this in the English.
Yeah, well, right. In Chinese, it's 暖坟, 望里扫, 扫三扫, 儿孙扫, 祖辈应得扫进去, 干净不干净是另外的问题, 女儿呢, 扫三扫, 望外扫, 带着福分出门, 把这条树苗传了多少代, 企图给我象征, 而不是疑问, 也不光是日常的忙忙碌碌, 象征, 传来传去, 然后端来炭盆, 黄纸, 把坟室烧暖, 让我住, 你住, 爷爷, 奶奶, 谁能分给我幸福, 和适当的热度, 两张分制的青石, 棺座, 70年分享的婚帐睡不够, 我哭, 你也哭, 即使他天天为你铺床, 帐子里的事情没人告诉我, 儿孙满堂, 儿孙满堂, 幸福吗? 从不拉手, 吵嘴, 又摘不完豆角和 和韭菜, 婚事由你自己选择, 奶奶这种说法有点像命运和外面的星星, 故事记不清了, 结论明澈, 在杨树枝上响铃一样拍巴掌, 摇啊摇, 你把我捧在手心, 扫啊扫, 扫出门, 你看我还做梦, 梦见狐仙, 像星星从烟囱里升起, 一跳一跳, 从上坡亮到下坡, 为你们点起长明灯, 不得不离去的路。
Warm the tomb. The male descendants brush the dirt into the tomb. Each gets three strokes to gather and intensify the virtues of the dead. The broom has a strip of red cloth. The female descendants brush the dirt out of the tomb. Each gets three strokes to take the blessings of the dead with them in their marriages. Their broom also has a strip of red cloth. Red cloth terrifies evil spirits. From how far back has this broom been handed down? The broom to establish some kind of symbol, not to stir up questions. This is not some routine tidying up. A symbol passes on. Now, with both hands, we carry a pot of live coals and yellow paper to warm the tomb. Let me stay here and let the two of you return to life, Grandpapa, Grandmama. Who else ever offered me such happiness and kept me warm? 70 years together. Haven't you slept together long enough? Spirit tent, wedding tent. Now two gray stone slat beers. I'm crying. He turned down the bed. Every night for you. Nobody ever tells me about things inside the tent. Sons and grandsons fill the hall. Sons and grandsons fill the hall. Were you all that happy? You never held hands. You quarreled and bickered. Yet there are always string beans and Chinese chives to pick. Marriage, you said, it's all up to you, the way you put it. Grandma made it sound like fate, like the stars. The story of your lives is quite fuzzy in places, but the end is all too clear. Leaves on the poplar tree branches clapped like a loud bell. Swing, swing, you held me in your arms. Sweep, sweep, you swept me out the door. You see, I'm still dreaming. Perhaps about the fox fairy who rises shining from the chimney, a bounce, then another bounce up over the hill, brightening all the way down the other side. Perhaps that fox fairy you once told me about now lights up the eternal light for you, illumines the road of your departure. Hmm. And there are footnotes that I'll read. I didn't want to interrupt the flow of the poem, but as I was reading the book, I read the footnotes along with the poem. Mm-hmm. The day before the burial, the underground chamber of the tomb is cleaned and warmed with charcoal fire in a clay pot. Close family members take part in the intimate ceremony. And the next note is, the clay pot and yellow paper are used in the funeral ritual. The clay pot is a symbol of the living, a versatile utensil used for cooking, eating, washing, and storage of food to sustain life, which will be dramatically thrown to the ground and smashed into pieces by the surviving offspring at the beginning of the funeral procession. Yellow paper is a special kind of unbleached rough paper that sometimes has prayers or underworld money printed on it. They are burned in abundance at various stages of the ritual to send money and prayers to the dead, showing the living's respect for the dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is pretty old tradition and old belief, and the passing through once the life to death, you go through a purification of fire. And I think a lot of ancient cultures have that still, you purify through fire. And it seems fire is also a intermediate stage passing, transmit messages. And mm-hmm. so, for example, if I want these words, this book, for my grandparents to hear, I need to burn the book, which I haven't done. I've saved that. Well, next time I visit, maybe I will do that, just to honor the old tradition. So they will hear me if I burn them. That's the idea. So the living and dead is almost kind of, yeah, I don't want to explain, trivialize it. It's a complicated system that people somehow just take it for granted, that that way of thinking. And you don't know, nobody, at least in my life, nobody teaching me exactly what it is, but then you just copy whatever everybody's doing. It's now quite Taoism, it's Confucian don't really doing things like that. So there's a Confucian rites, and then there's even ancient, we call it folk religion, that's still very much of alive in China, or Chinese influence spheres. In Taiwan, you'll see people burn things in the middle of the street on different occasions. It's mm-hmm. part of the sun things, offerings to gods and goddesses.
How far back does it go?
I don't know. I don't know, thousands of years, and some people say related to early religion that passing through down the Silk Road of worshipping fire. Mm-hmm. So fire is still play a very important role, and integrated into Buddhist too, burn incense, burn candles. So if I'm an evolution, teaching evolution in biology, possibly we understand the power of fire as a species way before we branch out into different groups. So the fire is life-giving and purification, I guess. That's, and passing through death. Yeah.